Here's a thought I'll title, New Work Revitalizes Older Work. And I'm proposing this as a general principle that applies, I think, to all of us photographers as well as other artists. And it's a phenomenon that I've observed for years now. And that is that every time I introduce a new issue of Kokoro, there's an upswing in downloads for previous issues. It never fails. Now, clearly, the newest issue of Kokoro is the one that gets downloaded the most, so that's the highest number of downloads. But there are 35 back issues of Kokoro that I've produced over the years, and I don't know if it's people don't know about them or if it's new people who have discovered Kokoro for the first time. Whatever it is, whenever the new issue comes out, all the back issues get downloaded a bunch of times too. Every single issue doesn't get downloaded as much as the newest issue. That's obviously the one that gets the most attention. But there's a coattail effect that the new issue gets people interested in the older issues for whatever reason. And if I add up the total downloads of all the older issues, it far exceeds the total of downloads for the latest issue. In other words, the more you produce, the more there is for people to see, and they probably will. Publishing new work has a way of revitalizing older work, the back issues, which is an odd thing for us creators because the older work that we did a year, 5 years, 10 years, a couple of decades ago is probably less important to us because the new work is always the most exciting thing we're working on, but not to people who are viewing our work. For example, if someone discovers my work through whatever means, doesn't it make sense that the entire back issues of everything I've produced over the last 50 years is brand new to them, even though to me it might be kind of old hat and long in the tooth? But just because it's that way to me doesn't imply that it'll be that way to anybody else. So don't ignore the work that you've done previously, because that'll be brand new work to lots and lots of people. But there's another consideration in this coattails business, and that is, as time moves on and we produce more and more work, our coattails become longer and longer. So again, to make a simplistic example, when I published the second edition of Kokoro 10 years ago, there was only one back issue that people could be interested in, and that was Kokoro number one. But now that I've been publishing Kokoro for a decade, there's a lot of back issues that people can download, and so success begets success, which I think is a pretty good reason to figure out how you want to produce your work and then produce it that way for a long period of time so that you can build an inventory, as it were, of previous work that people might be able to tap into. I see this quite a bit in photographers' websites when they have galleries based on subject material. So you might have a gallery of landscapes and a gallery of street photography and a gallery of portraits, etc. But the problem with that is every time you add a new image in your landscape gallery, that doesn't necessarily promote your portrait gallery or your street photography gallery or your travel gallery. At least it might promote people to look at your other landscape work every time you produce a new landscape and add it to the gallery. But there's very little cross-fertilization, I would call it, between one gallery and the next when the galleries are based on subject matter. This is another reason why I produce Kokoro in anthologies, like I talked about a couple of days ago, because any given issue is not based on a subject, or not based on a place, or not based on a style of photography, and so all the various kinds of photography that I'm interested in producing support each other with, like I say, a certain cross-fertilization that might get people interested in other work that I'm doing. The bottom line is, don't discount your older work because it may not be the thing that captures your interest and motivation today. That older work has an important role to play, not only in your own personal legacy, but in terms of giving new viewers something interesting and exciting to follow up on. all of which are important steps to building an audience for your work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.